This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined from Rome by Alex Jones, who is there now investigating the globalist takeover of Europe. We're also going to be joined by others in the nightly news, by Jakari Jackson, by Joe Biggs, by Leanne McAdoo, with their comments about the debate last night. We're also going to be taking your Twitter comments in the third hour. We want to get your comments and your questions for us, but we're going to talk about what we saw at the debate. We've been talking about the various issues. I have to say that that exchange that we were playing in the last segment, and we ran out of time in that last segment, that was, I think, the center point of the debate, because that's about the only time you're going to see the Republicans talk about if the government has gone too far in the surveillance state. We saw Chris Christie bragging about his credentials, saying that he has prosecuted, the only one there who's prosecuted people under the Patriot Act. He's gone to the FISA court. You know that secretive star chamber court they created? It's supposed to be the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That was set up by the Church Committee because of abuses of our intelligence community, by the CIA, by the NSA. But now they use it as a rubber stamp for surveillance against everyone in the United States. As Rand Paul has pointed out, they go to the FISA court and they say, I've got a search warrant here that I want to listen to Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. I've got another one for Mr. and Mrs. AT&T and so on and so forth. That's the way this has happened now. And so Rand Paul is saying, get a search warrant. Use the Fourth Amendment. People have a right for privacy in their person, their home, their effects. They have completely turned this upside down. You know, they invented the right to abortion out of the Fourth Amendment, saying that that gave people a right of privacy. Isn't it ironic that they can't find any other use of privacy from the Supreme Court except for an abortion? The rest of our obvious privacy rights are totally ignored. Let's play a little bit of that clip at the very end, because we didn't get that just before we went to the break, and I think you need to hear it again anyway. Let's play that.
Listen, Senator, you know, when you're sitting in a subcommittee just blowing hot air about this, you can say things like that. When you're responsible for protecting the lives of the American people, then what you need
hold
to
it
do
there, right, is right
make
there,
sure...
Hold it right there a second. When you're blowing hot air, see, he just said, it's the Fourth Amendment, get a search warrant, go before a judge. What do you do when you go before a judge? You say, I have a specific reason to go after this specific person for this and this specific place and time. That's what the Fourth Amendment was for. And Rand Paul is right. That's why we fought the Revolutionary War. It's one of the main abuses of power by the government at that time. But for Chris Christie, if you talk about the Fourth Amendment or the Bill of Rights, you're just blowing hot air, because that's what he's been doing. That giant windbag and the rest of the GOP have been blowing hot air in your face, talking about how they love the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as they shred it in front of your face, saying you don't want any liberty, you just want security, and I'll provide it for you. Here's the rest of that. Let's continue on with that.
Sure, here's the problem,
the way it's supposed
here's
to work.
The problem, Governor. You fundamentally misunderstand the Bill of Rights. Every time you did a case, you got a warrant from a judge. I'm talking about searches without warrants, indiscriminately of all Americans' records, and that's what I fought to end. I don't trust President Obama with our records. I know you gave him a big hug, and if you want to give him a big hug again, go right ahead.
And you know, Senator Paul, you know, the hugs that I remember are the hugs that I gave to the families who lost their people on September 11th. Those are the hugs I remember. And those had nothing to do, with politics. Unlike what you're doing by cutting speeches on the floor of the Senate, then putting them on the internet within a half an hour to raise money for your campaign,
right,
and while still putting our country at risk.
All right,
that's
what
you've done.
Yeah, there he goes. He's running. He's waving the bloody flag of 9/11. Yes, we all know that people died at 9/11. The question is why? And we've had NSA whistleblowers tell us that it was because of the same things that they're now defending. Stay with us. We're going to have Alex Jones joining us, reporting live from the gates of the Vatican right after the break. Stay with us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. On this Friday, August 7th, 2015, I'm David Knight in Austin, and we take you now live to Alex Jones, who's reporting from the gates of the Vatican City. Alex?
That's right, my friends, and I'm going to be breaking down the developments and what we learned inside in the detailed special tour of the Vatican today. But before we get to that, we'll obviously cover the latest news, breaking analysis, and what's unfolding as we kick off the second hour. But remember, the word Vatican has nothing to do with Christianity, but the goddess, basically the word Vatican comes from, who could tell the future. And the group that came before the Romans actually worshipped at a holy site where the Vatican is built today, the goddess of the Vatican, or it translates into a longer word but means Vatican in Latin. And so that's what Google and the New World Order and the NSA want to be able to do, is basically control the future by mass manipulating the population and surveilling us, to be able to then project and predict the future, and then, of course, dominate and control the future. And it's so amazing to live in the day and age, growing up as a child, you know, hearing that someday you'll hear a pope call for world government, and world taxes and a world religion. And when you hear that, it means that's the false prophet. Whether that's true or not, boy, how did all these preachers I listened to on the radio in Dallas when my mom was driving me back and forth to school or to the grocery store, how did that now come true? I mean, whether it's biblical, whether it's people predicting the future, whether it's prophecy, it's happening. And we're talking about world government of an unelected group of private central banks taxing everything we do, being fed in to the United Nations, into the IMF, into the World Bank. And then Vatican City itself, just literally a quarter mile from me, the walls are just through the woods right there, is the most sovereign state in the world. And the Pope is still the only true, completely sovereign monarch because no laws apply. They tell you this inside the Vatican. No laws apply, no taxes, no regulations, absolutely infallible in their words with the two keys. One, temporal earthly power. One, the power over souls. They believe the Pope himself can say excommunicate and you're going to hell. So we're talking God on earth. And now that God on earth is saying world government's the answer and don't talk about abortion anymore. As the new Papa said a few years ago when he got in, he said Catholics obsess over abortion too much. You can actually, that's the quote, obsess. He said in the Latin, you can pull it up. So stop obsessing. Sell those baby parts. The Papa will help. The Papa will push the world government on you. So I'll be breaking that down in the next segment. And again, I believe that most Catholics I know are really good, hardworking, smart people, and I judge the tree by its fruits. These are people fighting corruption, fighting evil. So I've not sat here in judgment saying the Catholic Church is evil, the Catholic Church is apostate, the Catholic Church is the devil. I'm just a Christian. I'm not a Protestant. I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm sorry. I don't believe in, you know, total predestination. I do believe God is inclined towards certain people, and then certain people are, you know, blessed if they take those blessings in their hands. But at the same time, you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And I'm just non-denominational, non-partisan. I just love life, love justice. This new Pope is an abomination. And people are shocked by the fact that I never get into, you know, religious attacks here on air. They've gotten political. A guy that says he's above the law, who says he has the keys that Christ basically handed down, you know, to St. Peter. Well, I mean, this guy's the opposite of what St. Peter talked about. That's all I know. That's why Catholics across the board are freaking out right now, because this is an unprecedented time to be alive. And it's like when Pastor Hagee, who I really like on a lot of fronts, really good preacher, preaches a lot of good stuff, put a book out, you know, and basically said Jesus didn't come to be the Messiah, but was a rebel. I mean, that guy's a Protestant, had to be exposed. So I just tell it like it is. You can sit there and make up your own mind if I'm wrong, but this is outrageous. And I'll tell you, most people, Catholic, agnostic, Christian, you know, whatever, Protestant, they're really freaked out about what's happening. Now, continuing here, David, we're going to skip this network break so we have more time, because I want to get your take on this when I get more into it. This has to be met head on, because quite frankly, the reason I've not criticized the Catholic Church the last 20 years on air was I really weighed the good they did versus the bad, and the fact that the people I knew fighting the New World Order, fighting the Federal Reserve, fighting abortion, were disproportionately Catholics. A lot of folks in the John Birch Society, you name it. And they just were doing so much good. When the Pope comes out and calls for world government carbon taxes that will kill a billion people conservatively, in Lord Monckton's own analysis, the next decade, it's got to be met head on. And it's got to be met truthfully, point blank, that if Pope Francis isn't the devil, he might as well be. Okay, so I'm going to get more into that coming up in a moment. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new video on Infowars.com. Hopefully we have time, so I really want to focus in on these unborn children. That won't make Francis happy. He says I'm obsessing on it. I'm just a human that loves innocence. Just instinctively, at a spiritual level, I have to fight for him. I'm sorry, Papa. Sorry, Mr. Jesuit. I apologize. Actually, I don't apologize with you. He's here right now. He's like a half mile from me right now. And we pull stunts where he lives in a one-bedroom apartment now instead of his armored palace. Oh, so that's okay. No, give up the trillions. You want the middle class to pay more taxes? You know, come out for the unborn. And so that's the main focus here. when if you actually push for it, we could probably overturn it and save millions of lives a year. But no, it's okay because you're a communist. I'm sorry. I'm ranting here. There's a new video that makes me so angry. Fetus organs 15 years ago. When I saw this video 5-6 hours ago posted at InfoWars.com, it was like a punch in the stomach. Because you've heard me on air say for 20 years I've told you they're selling people's organs, killing the fetuses, harvesting them. Then when I saw that video, I'm like, oh, I remember that video. I remember George Woolley, the local Catholic guy on Access TV, Republican activist in Austin. I know he's like a precinct chair or something. I haven't seen George in years. We should have him on. Who I used to go protest at abortion clinics with. He aired that video. 15. I think it was about 16 years ago. On Access Television. Says the food like having their arm. Yeah, I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
Sorry, we just had a freeze there for a moment, but you're back with us, Alex. I just started to come back in. It looks like the Skype froze.
Oh, thank you so much.
No,
absolutely. Thank you. The miracle of Skype. I am back here. But I digress. There's this new video. It was a punch in the stomach because I get mad at myself. I'm just on air saying I've known about this for 20 years. You know, we've seen research. We've seen documentation. And I don't go back and dig up where I saw it or where I heard it. And then here's just one of the examples of people sitting around on video going, we'll get you the baby parts. We'll get you the organs. You know, we've got them all blood typed out. That new video, which is an old video, is up on InfoWars.com. So the truth is coming out. Some people say, well, this is old video. Who cares? Or you know, if it's been going on forever, that gives it precedence. So what? No, people's consciences are now seared to a point that either they're going to go along with this or their hearts are open and they're going to stand up against it. And more people are standing up against it right now. The poll numbers show that. That's why this old news is becoming new news, is because more people are now investigating it. More people are now exposing it. We tell people 16, 17 years ago this was going on, and they said, there's no way, you're crazy. Just like when my dad, who's a physician, told me when I went to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, the word is from surgeons I know at some hospitals, they won't save you because they can get a couple hundred thousand dollars. That was back in, you know, the early 90s, like 1990, I guess 1989 or so, I guess, when I got my driver's license, excuse me. And then later I saw it on 60 Minutes that Dallas and Chicago were the two cities they had in the show were killing people and taking their organs. And I was like, whoa, wow, my dad really knows what he's talking about. So people are in denial about this, but as it's exposed, it forces them to admit that this is happening. It forces them to admit it's unfolding. So number one, there's that new video. Number two, then I'm going to get into the really important news here. Trump was given twice as much time during the debates than Rand Paul and all the other people, respectively. Some of them he was given even more than twice the time. I want to be clear. I love what Trump's saying, telling Megyn Kelly, shut up. You know, I'm going to say whatever I want. Political correctness is killing this country. We don't have time for it. I love him saying cut income taxes by 40%, down to the average rate being about 10-15%. The economy would just roar. Kennedy cut it by 50% in the medium rate and less than some of the others, but overall 50% for the largest tax rate for the middle class. I mean, just absolutely made the economy explode. Biggest coffer increases that they'd ever seen because it just speeds the economy up. The problem is it doesn't give them an economy they can control. The globalists already have tax exemption through the regulations they've written. So they get more power and control because it's an unlevel playing field. If we had fair taxes, they'd be very low because the elite don't want to pay high taxes. It's very simple. I know you know that. We've got to get that word out. So I like what Trump's saying. But even Zero Hedge, and there's some smart cookies, they're saying, is he a Democrat, wolf in sheep's clothing, posing as a paleo-conservative? Well, regardless, it shows how popular this message is and going against political correctness and going against intimidation. So when Rand Paul, who I admire, who I've known for 20 years, comes out and complains that Trump was given double time, they are giving him double time because they think they can destroy him later. But the main reason they're doing it is because of ratings. And if you are making the incendiary comments, which are needed because we're facing tyranny, if you were being hardcore and if you were being aggressive like Trump, you would be in his position right now. We know we can trust you. So we're months into this. And I know Rand Paul listens to the show. I know his people do. Get aggressive. Get in their face. Throw the firebombs at the enemy politically. that's what you need to do. And you've been doing it on Planned Parenthood. You've been doing it on the attack on Syria. You've been doing it on so many issues, on the Patriot Act. You've taken some incredibly bold stance, but you've got to feed them the meat and potatoes that they need on the imploding borders and the globalists taking over. I know they've sold you as a libertarian to be, oh, we need good immigrants, oh, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. I get we need good immigrants, but the criminals and the people above the law and the anchor babies, you need to expose that. That's not fair. That's wrong. And people across the board, including Hispanics in major polls, give their ass, should we pay for anchor babies? Say, of course not, because they know their tax money's going to it. Just like we shouldn't pay for people's abortions with tax money or their sex changes. I'm not against somebody going to have a sex change. Don't make me pay. You want to kill your baby? Don't make me pay. Okay? So that's what this comes down to, is common sense. Get hardcore on the social issues. Be a real paleo-conservative constitutionalist. A libertarian stands up for individuals, including the littlest, most defenseless ones. That's what Rand Paul needs to do. People need to call him and give him a donation. But when you do it, say, no more donations if you don't get like Donald Trump and get hardcore. Explode out to the front. Get aggressive. You will dominate. Stop listening to the establishment Republicans. We know what you have on your staff. They're not all bad. Some of them are. Now, continuing here, here's the really big news. There's video up on Infowars.com. Hopefully next hour, if we have time, we'll play a clip of this, because this is really big. I want to get David Knight's take on this here in just a moment. Again, we just skipped this network break. I'm Alex Jones, reporting via Skype from outside the gates of Vatican City, where the so-called Whore of Babylon, the Pope Francis is residing. Excuse me, I got things. I thought it was Mr. Madoff for a minute. But continuing here, looking at these notes I've written down, unprecedented video up on Infowars.com with the State Department spokesman says, quote, they do not know the legal authority that the president has and where it comes from to order U.S. forces to attack Syrian troops. That's a close quote. That video is on Infowars.com. This is unprecedented that they would even admit this. I mean, we're talking about the announcement last week. It starts this week to bomb Syrian forces. 2.5 years ago, military said they wouldn't be part of this. General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, went there and said, you can't do it. Congress said, you know, we need to look at this. Funding the radical Islamists that are the Free Syrian Army to attack 90+% of ISIS. We've had Colonel Schaefer on. They are al-Qaeda based. It is a takeover army of Saudi Arabia against peaceful Syria. It is a war crime. It is pure evil. It is so bad. And now it's just not even a big political issue. Before they tried to sell, they got chemical weapons. They used them on their people. Wasn't true. It was the al-Qaeda forces. Even the UN had to admit that, because al-Qaeda put out videos celebrating it. They bragged about it. Okay? I mean, because they're not controlled. They're just stirred up and released. So they released that video. And it all came out the Syrians didn't do it. Syria said, we'll give up our chemical weapons. The U.S. has them. Europe has them. But we'll just give ours up. Just leave us alone. That wasn't enough. And then now, 2.5 years ago, like it's not even an issue. They're like, oh, by the way, start next week. That was last week. We're going to start bombing any Syrian forces that have valiantly fought for 5 years against al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia, now under the banner of ISIS. So Obama won't bomb ISIS. He says missiles aren't the answer, but he will bomb Assad forces that are fighting in hardcore street battles against these vicious, murdering scum. And they've been pushing back the rebels, so that makes them incredibly angry. That makes the State Department and our wicked, baby-killing, devil-worshipping, narcotics-trafficking criminals that have hijacked this government, makes them so angry that people would stand up against their al-Qaeda forces that are blowing up churches, throwing priests off buildings, you know, all the rest of this garbage, chopping nuns' heads off, raping people, forcing fathers to suicide bomb or they'll kill their whole family. All of this is going on, and now Obama has come out and said, we're just going to start attacking. And they said, what authority do you have? And he said, I don't need the authority. You know, I got it out of a Cracker Jack's box. Or I guess he found it, you know, when he was on the toilet. I mean, I don't know where he found it. It's called dictatorial. Where did he find the power? He just announced to shut down hundreds of more power plants and put carbon taxes on us outside of law. Where did he find the authority to dissolve the borders 2 years ago and pay to have people shipped in and give them secret vouchers and order the media not to cover it, but we broke it with Drudge and forced it out there. Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com helped make that a national story. New York Times had to admit, yeah, the government completes the smuggling process, but it's good. It's liberal. So that's what's going on. We have the president preparing a full-out aerial bombardment against a country to be the air support for al course, for Al-Qaeda. Remember, Rand Paul talked about that. Remember, Ted Cruz talked about it. We as a listening group, as activists, need to get that out again and try to foil this criminal act again, at least slow it down as much as we can. We've done it before. Can we do it again? That's up to the military folks that are listening. But this is all about lawlessness. It's all about groups that are above the law, the UN, the captured Vatican, you name it. But there it is, the video on Infowars.com. They don't know where the authority comes from, just like they don't know where any of this authority comes from for him coming after our guns or him running Fast and Furious or the IRS persecuting people. The authority comes from dictatorial activity and a lapdog-controlled media that's willing to go along with this. I mean, what's wrong with you people? So continuing, it's all about being above the law. It's all about them thinking they can get away with anything. And that's why, as a society, we're in so much trouble. That's why when we see the Texas Attorney General, you heard it here 4 months ago, has now been indicted because he encouraged two people as an investment advisor before he was in his position now to invest in a company and didn't tell them that he was a member of it. I mean, that's crooked toenail type corruption. That's having dust on the window seal and a white glove West Point inspection. I'm not defending it. I think it's a little unscrupulous. He paid a $1,000 fine for not remembering to file because he kind of quit doing that business when he got more into government a few years ago and got successful. And then he kind of just on the side did a few other deals. I mean, I forget to pay bills sometimes. I'd bounce checks, not that often, maybe once a year. I mean, I just had one the other day that I've automatic payments that stopped and I forgot. And there were, I mean, you know, the FBI call that wire fraud, you know, the way these laws are written. And so he is now going to be put in prison, I predict. They've got a whole showboat group, Justice Department run through the state. That intimidates everybody else. Hey, you want to fight Obama on the open borders, on the paid for abortion taxpayers, on gay marriage in Texas, on shutting down power plants? We're going to throw your ass in jail because we're not going to let Governor Abbott, who was the attorney general, work with his friend to defend Texas. We're going to throw you all in jail. That's why I'm predicting next they'll indict the governor. And why not stop there? Why not indict any Tea Party people? Because this is what it is. They can do Fast and Furious. They can do Benghazi. Hillary can take money from foreign dictators at the State Department and give them billions in weapons and just do it publicly. I mean, they can just – it's the equivalent of – them chopping up 500 children on the White House lawn with machetes and barbecuing them, or throwing them down, you know, wood chippers, and then the attorney general punched a 15-year-old punk in the face who was being obnoxious at a dinner or something. I mean, is it illegal to get up and punch some rude kid at some restaurant who's throwing food at somebody and tells your wife to go to hell? Yeah, it's illegal technically to punch him in the face. Is it illegal to chop up 500 children with machetes and then lick the blade? No. So commit the giant, massive crimes nakedly in front of everyone and then run around arresting Republican governors and Republican attorney generals. And it's not that the Republicans are perfect. The Republican leadership has teamed up with the Democrats to mop up and to even get rid of the two-party system and have a one-party ruling clique. That's the point, is there's a massive consolidation taking place right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it is full bore, and folks have been told, join with it, go along with it, submit to it. And so it's a very, very dark time to be alive. David, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with about five more minutes with you and go back and forth with some analysis and get your take on this situation. And I don't mean to get vitriolic and aggressive about the Pope. It's just that if we had somebody like that fighting for the lives of children or fighting against carbon taxes, we could win this. Pope John Paul II wasn't perfect. A lot of Catholics criticized me, but I say his record seemed pretty good. But at least he fought communism. You know, he didn't run around promoting gun control. I mean, this Pope is so bad. It just really hurts me that he could be a champion for children and for sovereignty and for families. And instead, he's like basically Hugo Chavez took a, or worse. I mean, Fidel Castro, you know, the Pope a half mile from me. David, taking us out to break, I just really get aggressive because we've got put in a trance where we just put up with more and more. How far will this go, David?
Well, Alex, you know, you were talking about what's going on with the Vatican. And earlier in the program, we talked about how Jeb Bush campaigned as the pro-life candidate, saying, well, we let him have pro-life licenses, and yet his grandfather was running the very first Planned Parenthood fundraiser back in 1947. George H.W. Bush was very much involved with the president of Planned Parenthood in the 70s. This is something that's happening not with just the leadership of the Catholic Church. It's something that's happening with the leadership of the GOP, who says that they stand for pro-life. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me now in this segment is Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking to Alex Jones, who is reporting live just outside the gates of the Vatican City. As Alex is pointing out, even though the Catholic Church has stood firmly on the right to life, stood firmly against abortion, we now have a pope who says you just need to get over this obsession. We see the same thing happening in the GOP, as we were pointing out. Jeb Bush saying that he is the pro-life candidate. Nevertheless, he was director of Bloomberg Organization that gave $10 million to Planned Parenthood. His father was working with them on fundraisings back in the 1970s, and his grandfather was running the very first fundraiser back in 1947. That's what we're up against, the takeover at the top of these organizations where the grassroots really wants to see something happen, whether it's pro-life or whether it is trying to get back our freedom and our liberty, and yet we're being taken over at the top. Joining us now from the Vatican City is Alex Jones. Alex?
That's right, David Knight. And I was just thinking during the break that I intend to come on air and be smooth and lay out the facts, but I start hyperventilating and getting upset, and then I realize that's good. The InfoWars is because we have a heart. We care. We know we're being conquered by an evil death cult. We know we're being taken over. We understand it, and it's a normal to act like an anthill that's been stomped on when you're under attack. But shifting back into what you were just covering, just like we cover in the film Endgame, and I plug Endgame every day. It's free online. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Because we have the documents, we have the quotes, we have their own statements. 8 years ago, when people weren't talking about this, how Planned Parenthood was the eugenic society, how they took over, how they funded Hitler, what their mission is, what they're doing, how the other breakoff groups are the ones poisoning the water, engineering the GMOs to reduce our fertility. Folks, if they're selling baby parts for decades secretly and selling their organs and keeping babies alive and harvesting them, that's all come out. Of course, you heard it here before. I'm not bragging. I mean, we don't make stuff up. Think about the David Knight piece we put together 2 years ago that Ben Brain put together where he and I talked about all this. Where we tie it into Soylent Green. And so the good news is this stuff was hidden except for insiders and really smart folks. Just like 30 years ago, nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private. Now everybody does in polls, over 90%. The good news is it's coming out. This type of evil can't continue. They're now trying to go, big deal, we sell baby parts. What do you think we're going to do, throw them in the trash? Worth a lot of money. So next you counter, okay, give the women $200,000 for baby parts. See, there's a lot of ways to get them. Sue them now. That's why you get these evil demons don't care about their kids. Sue them because you weren't told they were selling the parts. You didn't give consent. See, there's a lot of angles to this and more than one way to skin a cat. And even if you're for abortion, and I get some of the quasi-arguments out there. I don't judge everybody that's for it. I get the deception. I understand the excuses. I understand the lies. I've been involved in them at a distance. You know, when I was in late high school and in college with a few girlfriends that had them, and I learned about it after the fact. So I'm not here judging anybody. I'm saying above the whole abortion debate, above that is the real social engineering that's going on. And when I've talked to so many so-called liberals, they go, well, of course there's too many poor people. We got to get rid of them. Well, then why do you try to make the public dependent? Why do you try to dumb the public down? Because they want us in a servile, dumbed-down position so they can carry out secret scientific experiments on us, tax us, regulate us, dumb us down. I mean, one out of three kids by 2025, even the CDC predicts, in 2025, 10 years from now, this isn't some distant Buck Rogers, one out of three will have a neurological disorder from vaccines. They just say, you'll have a neurological disorder. And that's not a big, huge story. It's just, well, one out of three won't be able to talk. It'll be in diapers for their whole life. Everything's fine, though. We love you. By the way, we're a Nazi death cult. It's just sworn to kill you and your family that loves the Ku Klux Klan, but everything's okay. And then they've got all these liberal publications going, Alex is a racist, talking bad about Planned Parenthood. I mean, they've had the last month that I've seen without looking, five articles out of Raw Story and Salon and all these White House-connected groups going, Margaret Sanger wasn't racist. She was a sweetheart. Jones is a racist. Okay? Don't listen to him. Margaret Sanger loves you and your family. And Hillary Clinton says she's a great lady she admires. So this is the garbage we're talking about. And then they're cutting off our resources to bring this whole plan in. And again, the Bushes. Prescott Bush was the number one lawyer at Brown Brother Harriman. And he was a senator, and they were going to indict him with the McCormick-Dickstein Committee investigation for what they'd done a few years before in the mid-30s, trying to hire General Smedley Butler of the Marine Corps to lead a 400-plus-thousand-man team. I have the film reels in Endgame of him saying this, and it's congressional record. The Bushes were going to lead with Butler a 400-plus-thousand-man team to bring in fascism, merge with Hitler. Now, the decision was made at the British level to double-cross Hitler. And in fairness to the Bushes, they've been told that was the plan with the British intelligence, was to give them Europe, then the rest of the world would be British Empire under the U.S. And a lot of racists love this. They go, this is wonderful. They were going to have race laws. They were going to put poison in the food and water of the minorities. They were going to carry out what they do to everybody, just against minorities. And then the plan was made after Hitler was defeated. This is all basically declassified, if anybody wants to go research it, to just do it to everybody. And when my dad was at UT as a high school student, in their advanced Plan 2 program, you know, they called him in and said, listen, this isn't racist. We just want the smartest people to be part of a covert eugenics program. And he never got deeper into it because, you know, his dad had been in World War II, and he thought that was pretty horrible. And they said, well, listen, you know, even the head professor said that I'm Jewish and this is okay. You know, we're not doing this like Hitler. This is going to be done to the general public, you know, and we're just going to have a ruling elite. They didn't get into poisoning everybody and stuff, but, you know, that was there. So if you want to know what you're under, this whole Planned Parenthood thing and selling the baby parts and keeping the babies alive to sell their organs, as I told you before it came out, they did. From our sources, this is a window into it. Gets a lot worse. I mean, if they're going to kill babies and sell their organs secretly, you think they're going to jack your water? Well, the White House science czar in 1974, 41 years ago, the year I was born, he's current White House science czar, when I was born 41 years ago, John P. Holdren wrote an 1,100-page book, Eco-Science. It's online for free now. And they talk about putting stuff in the water to reduce your IQ and to lower your fertility. Well, guess what they do? And I know I harp on this ad nauseum. As I stand out here in record hot, just global warming, Roman heat, 98 degrees, you know, just literally a half mile from the Vatican that's right there. You know how cameras are, they make stuff look smaller. I mean, the dome is just right there. The wall is just down the street, literally 200 yards away. And I sit here and I look at this and I see how they feed on us and how the globalists operate. And just every fiber of me, I guess we need to make an Endgame part two and just lay it all out. And the Nuremberg documents. And listen, they didn't just get this eugenic stuff from the Nazis. The Nazis got it from the West, England and the U.S. They made it even worse. And then at Nuremberg, they took what the Nazis had and incorporated it into how we operate. Not just at NASA, not just in the CIA, as everybody knows, but they incorporated it into the banking. They incorporated it into regulations. The 1968 Gun Control Act, it was used for preservation of firearms that discovered this, is word for word, except for like seven words have been changed from Reich to the United States, stuff like that, is the Nazi Gun Control Act that they repassed. And it was Senator Dodd, not the current one, but the previous one. Senator Dodd, you can look this up, that was a lawyer at Nuremberg and just took it and made it U.S. law, which had been previous Weimar Republic, then recertified by the Nazis, to be technical. So I mean, we literally live under, the EU was a Nazi blueprint. And guess who was at the Treaty of Rome in 57 and supported the EU? The Vatican. Guess who's not a member of the EU and is exempt from it? They want you under the EU, but the men that have hijacked the church, because regardless it's been hijacked, they are exempt. They are above it. They don't have to follow it. Only you and your family. That's what's happening. That's the fraud. Because if they were under all this, if they were under the taxes and regulations, if they were under all this hellish stuff, then they wouldn't like it. But it's okay. You know who is a spokesman for the Vatican now and who works for him and is part of the Swiss Guard? The guy that helped launch the Iraq war with lies, Tony Blair. So you can say what you want about the Vatican in the past. It undoubtedly stopped a radical Islamic takeover of Europe. It undoubtedly did a lot of good things. I'm not somebody that just obsesses all day and says the Vatican is the fount of all evil. It's bad people that run the U.S., bad people that run banking in England, bad people that have hijacked the Vatican. Because then you can't debate it, whether it was good or bad before. This is what's going on, and where is the Papa who's supposed to protect the little sheep? Where is he exposing the eugenics? Well, I'll tell you. They took out the last pope, who certainly wasn't perfect, Benedict, right as the blackmail, admittedly, it was even in the London Guardian, Associated Press, that blackmail was being used. It even came out in mainstream news of the pedophile rings inside the Vatican that basically infiltrated and took it over, a sex cult. And that now are blackmailing everyone in it to submit to them. So you're going to hear more and more stuff. You may hear the Pope come out and say, hand your five-year-olds over to, you know, guys on the street or you're going to hell. I mean, you may see him out there with a rainbow flag, you know, in a leather outfit on South Park with Lemmy Winks. I mean, there is no I'm not kidding. I mean, there is no telling what you're going to see because that's what this has turned into, and that's what's unfolding. We got a giant seagull flying by right here to see if we can get some food. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com. We need to get aggressive. We need to get out of the trance. We need to stop submitting to the tyranny of the New World Order. You know, the great Roman people who come from those hills out there, those volcanic hills outside home, who more than 2,700 years ago founded this great city, they need to find their fighting spirit and not be slaves to this and take back their society as well. I don't care where you come from, who you are. It's now the time to do this and to take action. Now, I'll be back maybe this Sunday doing the show if I'm too exhausted. We've been shooting a lot of footage for a documentary. It'll be Dan tonight, who's just, I want to say he's done an amazing job. But I'll definitely be back here live Monday, Lord willing. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. I wanted to get David's take on the situation. And then as we go to break, we're not tax exempt. We're not the New World Order. We're not above the law. We're funded by you. And because of you support, I'm able to have reporters to cover Bilderberg. I'm able to have the nightly news, have the radio show. We're reaching 20 million people a week. We're having a giant effect. We're reaching, just on one YouTube channel, 6 million a week now. But if you count everything together, it's 20 million conservatively. So I want to salute you. I want to thank you for your support. Plus, we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. As we go out to break, David will tell you about, I know we've extended free shipping. Was just in the month of July. It's now going to run through this weekend. It will end Monday morning. So free shipping does end Monday morning. We have a lot of other specials that are going to be ending. David can talk about some of those specials in a moment. But, David, more and more I realize it is about getting out of the trance. It is about getting angry. I used to see Network, you know, 30 years ago and think from 1976 and think, you know, the answer is get up, say you're mad, and, you know, I don't know how to fix all the problems, but I'm angry. I think, no, that's not true. But really it is. Get your blood pumping. Realize there's a problem. Get aggressive. Stop submitting to tyranny. Stop going along and vote with your dollars to support freedom. Spread the word about evil by exposing it. Promote what's good. Word of mouth will bring down the New World Order, a velvet revolution. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. And I think we saw that to some degree last night with Rand Paul. As you pointed out, he needs to take a libertarian argument and come after the open border. I think one of the ways to do that is to say we all stand for equal protection of the law. However, illegals are being incentivized to come here, and basically there is no law for them. They are given legal immunity even when they're violent criminals. They're given in-state tuition and every state benefits that we don't see, and we cannot afford, and this is a libertarian argument, we cannot afford this Cloward and Piven strategy of creating a vast welfare state and then bringing in people who are going to go on that welfare state. No other country does that, and we should not be compelled to support that. We need to get angry about that. I think that's the tack that I would certainly take. Perhaps he'll do that, but I think we had some of the best back and forth last night, nevertheless, with Rand Paul and Chris Christie, understanding that they brought Chris Christie in as a pit bull for the police state to take on the very issues that they knew Rand Paul would take on, to attack those issues, to attack Rand Paul. I've got Leanne McAdoo with me, and we're going to talk about what happened with Carly Fiorina as well as Donald Trump. Before we do, as Alex was pointing out, we've extended free shipping for another week as a thank you to you, and we have also put in a 24-hour special on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's our high-quality, nutraceutical-quality iodine. You can take it in a nutraceutical-quality format without having to take an injection. It's liquid. It's easy to take. We've got a lot of reviews. You can see those at our website. We've got over 400 reviews, over 99% positive. We've got a large emergency shipment of this in. It's a great time for you to stock up on it while we not only have free shipping for the next 24 hours, and then it stops. We've extended it only for a week, and then it's going to end. But we also now have 30% off Survival Shield X2. It's an unprecedented sale that we have for Survival Shield X2. Again, it's our way to thank you for supporting us with the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, Leanne, it was interesting last night. I think, really, we could see that they had the guns out for Donald Trump.
That's it. I'll go.
And I think that, yes, thank you, Alex. That's Alex from reporting from the gates of the Vatican, right outside the Vatican, talking about how they're now talking about a different agenda than they have throughout the history of the Catholic Church, and we see that within the Republican Party as well. Certainly Fox had an agenda. Their agenda was to try to take down Donald Trump, and I think one of the things that caused them, there's a couple of reasons I think they were pushing Carly Fiorina. They have renounced her over and over and over and over and over again as the winner. And I think the two things that they liked about it, number one, she succinctly came after Donald Trump. And number two, I don't think most people in the public really realize the close ties that Carly Fiorina has with Michael Hayden and the CIA and the surveillance state. She's been an advisor for them after she left Hewlett-Packard. She was an advisor for them while she was there. And that's really what's behind this. They are really pushing this surveillance state, the war state, the prohibition state. You can see this everywhere. We've had Megyn Kelly forcing vaccines on people, saying sometimes you just need Big Brother. They are selling Big Brother to us all the time, not just with mandatory vaccines. Fox News is selling us Big Brother, Big War all the time. And so they had Carly Fiorina coming after Donald Trump. Your comments.
Well, I thought she did an excellent job, like you said, very succinct. And you've made this point as well, just showing how he has flip-flopped on so many things. So what is going to actually make him change his stripes if he becomes the big guy there in the big chair? And I think as well, Fox News realizes he can take down the Republican Party, basically, if he runs as an independent, as well as the war on women.
Yes, so they started out the main debate with a loyalty pledge, and that was directed directly at Donald Trump. When we come back, we're going to play Carly Fiorina's takedown of Donald Trump that Fox News loved, and we're going to talk about the issues behind that, and there are some real issues with it. We'll be right back. Leanne McAdoo.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking this program about the debate last night. It was a big debate. Three times the number of people that watched the debates back in 2011 and 12, twice the number of the previous record for debate. And there's one reason for that, and that's Donald Trump. Everybody tuned in to see the fireworks, and there were a lot of fireworks.
Right.
And, of course, one of the things that was very interesting about that discussion were the donations that Donald Trump has made to Democrats and the way he responded when they asked him what he thought he was going to get for this money.
Right. Yeah. And it's just, he is unabashedly a crony capitalist. He admits it. He says, I pay for favors. And what is going to make him change when he's the guy sitting in the chair? He's going to say, all right, go ahead and pay me and I'll do some favors for you. I run the country now.
Exactly. That's been my point all along. He points out, look, I'm a self-made man. I've made all these billions. And I say, well, no. You need to look at how he made the billions. In some respects, he was a bully capitalist trying to run other people out of business, using the government to take their property for his private use, using eminent domain. The other thing that should concern us is all this money that he's been passing around, and he didn't shy away from that whatsoever. Why is it going to save anything to elect a crony capitalist to president? It doesn't save anything. It just begs the question as to why he wants to be there. Is it for his own personal gain? It's not because of principles. And I think all this back and forth as to whether he's a Democrat or whether he's a Republican, they're trying to figure out where he is on issues. Is he going to do the same thing to us that we've seen from Mitch McConnell, from John Boehner, pledging to the Republican base that they're going to do something on one issue? When they get elected, they do exactly the opposite. We've now had Mitch McConnell say, look, you've had your vote on Planned Parenthood. We're done. We're not going to move any further on this. We're done. Same thing we hear from John Boehner. Are we going to hear that from a Donald Trump? Is he going to just move along?
Yeah, well, and just the fact that he wouldn't take the pledge, that to me right there was like, he's a ringer. I mean, he knows that it could potentially give the election to the Democrats, but he doesn't care. He's already hedged his bets with Clinton, you know. Exactly. So either way, he knows if she's in, she's still going to be, you know, giving him those favors that he's already paid up for.
Exactly. And as we pointed out before, he gave $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation. He gave $25,000 to Democrat candidates in 2006. We've had some of the people who are looking at this, PolitiFact, went back and said, well, no, he's given more money to the Republicans. As you point out, when we showed the graph, you can see that he has stepped up dramatically his contributions in the last 5 years and made them exclusively Republican. Prior to that, he was giving more money to the Democrats in most years, as you can see that right there. He's had essentially a blue period, and now he's entered his red period, just like Picasso. What kind of a picture does that paint? One of the things that he said when they questioned him on, what are you going to get for all that money? And he came back and said, well, Hillary Clinton, I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding. So
yeah.
There you go. You give the Clintons $100,000, and she will appear at your wedding. I mean, really, does he really think that that's all that we expect that he's getting from her?
Yeah, and we're seeing the same sort of passion for Trump like we saw build up for Obama. So mm-hmm. All of these people saying, yeah, simply because he speaks his mind and he doesn't have a filter and he's not politically correct, and people sort of like that transparency. But he is the corporate, you know, oligarch that we are saying we don't. He's buying out the very politicians that we've been complaining about. You know, our country has now been bought and paid for by him.
It's still about identity politics.
Exactly.
It is still, and you see it, and that's the thing that is so disturbing, is that you see it just as much in either party. You see people not concerned about what he's going to do or his positions on issues, but you see them concerned about who he is. And if you look at those questions, the first 7 out of 8 questions were identity politics. They were about the person. They weren't about any issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller.
This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.